and Devin and I had gotten out and taken the time to drive the county, basically, and go around to all of the buildings in the area, and with Devin's help, especially, which a lot of that is road and bridge. So that was very good for that. In addition to that, I've highlighted just the ones in yellow here are ones that we just have had some movement on the numbers more so than the others and looking at them, but making sure that things like fencing, you don't think about that, but it adds up, you know, and this one here that you see at the first there on location 3, that alone's 15,000 if we were to have a tornado. Something like that happen, that's where we get into that, and we obviously have had that situation with weather, which I'll come back to. We also have been out down at Mincy. The riding arena and lights is kind of unique. We didn't know a value really to put on that, so we just assigned in a group together to put 20,000 on that to try and see if we can get some coverage. There's no real way for me to tell you what you need to be having on something like that. But that is something that we've looked at on all of those. I think also what I would look at, if it were me, is looking on page 2 of that. And if you'll notice also that started the discussion over the biosolid facility, which is item number 18 on that second page there, about midway down or three-fourths of the way down. And it's got a value on it, $3,241,000 on the building, another $1,006,000 on the contents. I did get with John Suti and followed up about that, as well as I've gone and met with Mike over at City Utilities, I believe, at Branson. And the biosolids, for those, you know, we were all around, but the coalition, what they did there is they, because of the fact that the county had secured the bond, if you will, or the grant, it needed to have the county on it at least at 50%. So the county has placed this on their insurance, and then actually City of Branson has had the other half. And what we've identified from that conversation is, one, they need to form their own the coalition needs to form their own deal and take that off of Branson, and then you guys will not be subject to that anymore after May of next year.
Will not be subject to 50%?
You don't have to insure this anymore. That'll go over to the Biosolid Coalition, and they will handle the insurance on that. So that actually, that $3,200,000 plus another $1,006,000 is coming off of your stuff, which is pretty substantial. And we'll get you back what a premium of that would be. But that was part of the information there that we turned up on.
And that would take place when?
Next May. I'll get the final dates out of John and Mike and those guys and Rick Ziegenfuss, because they're all part of that coalition.
Mike, we're getting signals from...
I actually have that paperwork in my office, and the coalition refunds the county back for the
biosolids,
so the county's not having anything for that.
Yeah.
And that starts May.
No, it's been like that.
Yeah, it's been like that, and that's just coming off your books.
Yeah, we get reimbursed already.
Oh, okay.
The only other thing, I just gave you an example so we don't have to go through any more paper, but also with that, we've documented the pictures to go with these files as well, and I just gave you a snippet of what something like that might look like. So we're going to put not only the valuations, Don did an excellent job on a lot of this, in some of it, and then we've just gone together in order to tighten up on some of these, but there's square foot and construction type, and you can see on the main spreadsheet, but then we're also documenting it, you know, keeping it automated with the pictures to go with it.
Let me ask, if I may, mm-hmm. You mentioned the lights at Mincy Park. Are those county, is that county lights? Normally we don't do lights at the park or pay for it, so I don't know, are those county lights?
I would assume so, since they're all there.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check on that. That just surprised me that I thought the riding club or someone had those.
Well, the lights are permanently there, so the thing is we assumed the county had those. because of the fact that it was all part of the arena and set up for it there and everything. We've got all the other buildings there. We did make sure and document everything, though, about the playground, I think, was kind of overlooked in that, so to make sure values, again, what we're looking for is the catastrophic to happen out there and a tornado comes through there and tears it all out, then we got to have them identified.
Okay.
It had never been an insured before, so there may be an agreement with the writing club or something. That might be why it's never been on their own insurance.
I'll check on it.
Are there not lights at other...
No.
Yeah, most of those are just pole barns, you know, type covered areas for the picnic area, but that one's the most extensive of all of them, because it's got a playground with it and equipment, and it's got a cook shack that's basically a building. It's got a restroom situated there, another little pavilion, and then also the arena itself. Just kind of going off memory there.
And
so it's just a little more extensive than most of them. Not big ticket items.
Yeah, it is.
Just identifying them. If you have any questions after this meeting, please, you know, I know it's a lot to digest at times, but if you want to come back and talk about it. The next one I was just going to show you here was this one. This is actually the MOPERM loss runs on this, and this goes back to in the fine print that it has there at the middle of the page on that first page, and that's just what we're going to focus on. Is that shows it's been there since 1-1 of 13 through 6-19 of 19 is when this was run for. And if you look at that, you can see they've bunched them or categorized the different areas of the county where the claims have happened and what departments. And it's just the numbers speaking for themselves. I would say then if you look to the right, they're on the smaller graph there. It gets a little more defined for you, and it's a lot easier to look at. But that auto physical damage on the fleet, understand that that's also storm damage besides just hitting deer. The hitting deer is your biggest frequency that you guys have, and it's just, I guess, subject to nature and what you're running around with out here in some rural areas. But there are a lot of deer incidents over the years with those. But those, you know, also include some severe hail damage that you guys had as well. Then down at the bottom, there's again on the administration on the property then is a secondary of that hail damage you guys had. The losses, again, you got to remember we're going back to 13. So 6 years of that's... not a very bad loss ratio whatsoever when you weigh that against the premiums. So I wouldn't say there's anything here that really alarms me in where it's at. There's no large liabilities. I think if you look there on the right, your general liability and law force liabilities is where your catastrophics may usually come from, if you think about it. That's where the lawsuits are at. And for those to be at $41,000 on general liability and law enforcement to be at $4,775, I think that's extremely low. That's a very good loss ratio. So what I would take away from this is it's what we need to do. We need to try and control the things that we can control, then try and insure for the things we can't control. So the hailstorm definitely, I believe it was 18, when you guys had that most severe one. So, and again, this is going clear back to about 13. So it's a pretty long stretch. Most carriers are only going to look at a 5-year versus 6. So, I think it's in very good shape, in other words. Then on the right side, there's just information for you to look at, is the fact that we do have, our contact team that works with us on the file. And then also we've got a human resource section there behind that and some of the things that we'll be trying to roll out here in the next 3 to 4 months to you will be a automated HR program. We've switched vendors on that, and so we'll be talking to HR in regards to that as we come forward with that for another way to try and help you guys. There's no additional cost to you, and it's something that we offer in order to try and help someone manage their HR with employees better. We do have a seminar coming up also that will be entertaining staff, which we've done for years. That next one is on July 19th. And there's actually a flyer on it inside of the deal that you have here. At the back, there's a flyer there at the back of that in the dark blue. And that's the next seminar regarding culture in your business that you have as well. And those are always on a Friday. They're always free to your staff or anyone from the county to come to.
May I ask, that particular seminar, is it catered to government or is it general?
No, it's generalized.
Okay.
But I think in the case of culture, I think we all as businesses, whether you're a not-for-profit, tax district, or for-profit, you're going to have a situation of how you run staff and how you handle staff. And the county is definitely a big business to the county. So I would think that that's definitely someone, that's why you have an HR department.
Okay. So. The other thing is this phone, the HR service that will be available is by phone or by online?
It'll be online, and what we can do is set it up to where it could be used such as in onboarding of staff or to keep risk mitigation items up more in front of your people through automated videos, and then they take a test. After it's over, it goes back and logs it in that they've taken it. They have to pass it by 70%. If not, it comes back to them to pass it again. It's just that risk mitigation factor we're seeing more and more. As an example, we just had a school district that renewed, and they've had some liability issues, and those liability issues can be managed better. So now we're having those with all employees, not only on the new ones hired, but then also the ongoing staff as well.
Does it give, I remember years ago we had a phone service which was valuable to us, but does it give this online, they take the test, do they have the option to ask a question that maybe is not covered in the, do you follow what I'm saying?
No, usually it's pretty easy on the test and it's pretty straightforward on the messages. We're not talking lengthy videos. Those will come back to actually the HR department for questions on those, but we don't usually get any questions back or feedback back. They just take the test and we move on.
Okay.
And we're getting some now that are specific, back to your question a minute ago. We are starting to see some of these applications now being industry-specific, so for tax districts or municipals.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Don, did you have anything else to add?
Nope. Sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. There's, of course, any other questions after you review that information, please feel free to call. I'll be happy to meet with any of you individually.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Two insurance companies in one day, and I love insurance companies.
Hollis Acres Arnie Insurance Update with Mr. John Acres.
Well, we know you're going to give us a great report, too.
Actually, I am.
How about that?
Yeah, that's occasionally. Seeing as I missed last week, obviously on my calendar, I better be important.
I didn't say a word about that.
Well, my apologies. I just missed. I wish I had a great excuse. I don't.
Hope you had a great day.
All right. Well, on the report, on the left-hand side, you'll see from Cox Health Plans, a standard report. And normally, I'm coming in here telling you, oh, boy, you know, we've got a hot claims ratio and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to overplay it. We still do have some claims and things, but it is trending much better than it has been in the last few years. If you look at the first page, it's the breakdown that we've seen several times on where the money is going. Obviously, inpatient is always going to be your high one there. When people go into the hospital, that's where the predominance of your healthcare dollars are spent. But then you have, you know, various things. Emergency room visits are actually pretty well in hand, and so we've done some education and some things around that in the past, and it seems like the staff is doing a pretty good job. We also have higher copays to incent them to use doctor's office visits and things as well. So if you look through the claims and where they're